You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get it, people!
What? They want. The fantasy football marathon continues on the ESPN networks. Now is the time of year to download the ESPN Fantasy app and get prepared for your draft. And we will do that for you later. But we start the show with the same topic we kind of always start the show this summer, and that is Kevin Durant. Mark Stein reported that an executive said to him that maybe Kevin Durant will retire. Kevin Durant is undefeated on Twitter. Here's his response. I know most people will believe unnamed sources over me, but if it's anyone out there that'll listen, I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. Bleep is comical at this point. Jalen, he's got a four-year, $198 million contract with the Nets. Something tells me he's not going to retire.
Curtis Blow said it. They playing basketball. Kevin Durant might as well remake that video and that song. He loves the game. And by the way, he played on the only team this year that didn't win a playoff game. He watched his former team go win the championship. He's gonna be as motivated as any player in the league, on top of the fact that he really loves to play basketball. And also, this is gonna be a great opportunity for him if they don't trade him. Because the leader, Kevin Durant, is gonna need to appear, and I believe that it will. When I saw the footage of him with Harden at Travis Scott concert, and then I thought about the dynamics of his contract, and even though it's been discussed that if he left, teams like the Sixers and the Celtics would be in play, if none of that happens, you still walk back into the locker room as one of the best players in the NBA. And regardless of your demand of the coach, regardless of your demand of the GM, you got 198 million reasons also to perform. And so this is going to be a fascinating season. And I'm glad that he's clapping back on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He's really going to clap back on the floor. Yep. And Kyrie's going to come out motivated, and he's going to be playing in home games. And Joe Harris is going to return, and Seth Curry's going to be there, and Claxton's going to be in another year in the program. So they have a chance to legitimately win the Eastern Conference.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have that guy, the easy money sniper, and that guy right there, Ben Simmons, hopefully is healthy. So there's no reason at all for him to walk away from the game, in my opinion, if he doesn't get traded.
I think it's absolutely absurd, the concept that he would retire and never play another NBA game. Let's just put that out the window. However, we saw the saga with Ben Simmons, who was in a similar situation. He wanted to be traded, and he didn't come to training camp, right? Could you see a scenario in which Kevin Durant, just day one of training camp, doesn't show up? Just that's a simple question. Could you see a scenario where day one, the first time he's obligated to be there, he is not there?
I don't want to minimize my brother Rich Kleiman, who, as you know, I have his number in my phone. I'm going to be breaking bread with him soon. And KD's business acumen. Like, they're crushing it with so many endeavors they're doing away from the floor. And so I can't underestimate what they may be planning. But what I do know is this. The season is about to start. And the difference that Kevin Durant has shown me, not versus just Ben Simmons, when Brandon Jennings comes out and talks about players not loving the game, you know who gets excluded from those conversations? The easy money sniper. And so I believe when basketball is to be played on the highest level in Brooklyn, he's going to be there if he's not traded.
Well, we saw him partying with Travis Scott, James Harden. Then we saw him getting work in Barcelona on the court with James Harden. The latest is he was working out with Jason Tatum. Now, I'm gonna do the media thing and like make a bigger deal than this, but there is a potential package that involves Jaylen Brown going to the Nets and other pieces and these two teaming up in Boston. Is there anything to the fact that they're working out together?
So I'm about to give you some real like leadership 101 teammate game. And this happens with coworkers, this happens with your siblings, this happens in professional dynamics, collegiate dynamics. People are even talking about the dynamics of this with an NIL. You know, the quarterback getting X when somebody else is getting Y, but still playing on the same team for the same goal. It's great to see these all-time, it's great to see two of the best players in the game working out together. And Jason Tatum's ascension this year was outstanding. And there's, in theory, quote-unquote, nothing to be said to watch them be in the gym. But the one thing you have to be conscious of is the other 14 guys that you lead. Mm. And you got to always think about what is Jaylen Brown going to say if he sees me working out with KD, knowing that the trade scenario is on the table. And a lot of times, it's better to just step back, right, and allow the multimedia scenarios play a course. Like, of course you go to NY's, of course you go to Point God's documentary, and you probably don't expect people to ask you about it, but they do ask you about it. And this is a time to keep the noise down, Jacoby. Keep the noise, say less. And again, let me give you another trade secret. And Kendrick Perkins was talking to me about this. How Jason Tatum, and when we were watching him play in the finals, he reminded me and put me onto this, that Wiggins and Tatum had the same trainer and were working out in the gym together. And the one thing I know about ball is that the more I play against you and the more rhythm I have of your game, it does give me a better chance to play against you. And he really felt that Wiggins working out with Tatum affected Tatum performing against him in the finals. This is why before that season, Wiggins stopped working out with him because he felt like they were too familiar. And so again, they just played in this year's playoffs. The Celtics beat the Nets, and I love to see them guys in the gym. And Tatum's going to ascend, and I'm not going to do the media thing. I'm just going to do the leadership one-on-one thing. And you want to keep the noise down, especially this time of year.
It's a good point. Let's move on to Bronny James. You saw it. We all saw it. This dunk, coast-to-coast, inside-out left hand, dunk with the right hand. Jaylen, what do you think of the dunk?
I think for multimedia personalities that say his father would have done it with his left hand and averaged 1.4 points as a junior in high school playing JV should be absolved from talking about a topic like this. I want everybody to make sure that we recognize something. His name is Bronny, not LeBron, and he deserves to be covered like a high school scholar, just like we do with the collegiate scholars. Trust me, Jacoby, when I'm talking about a pro player, the amount of criticism is going to be vastly different than you do for a collegiate player. Why? Because they're the youth. And so anytime you can go coast to coast like Bronny just did and dunk on everybody's head, when you get a chance, I was playing 4 years of high school, 3 years of college, and 13 years in the NBA. Y'all ain't gonna roll a tape of me doing that. You see what I'm saying? So yes, that means something. It means something. As a matter of fact, it looked a little bit like LeBron.
You know what I love about this, Jalen Rose? What I love about this is we've always seen the Bronny highlights. We've always seen the dunks like this in this sort of like TikTok society, right? However, what I love about this is the 25 points. That those 2 points were loud, but the fact that he had 25, because I see a lot of Bronny highlights, but not a lot of Bronny stat lines, and I like the fact that he had 25 in this one. So now he is looking to be the number 39 in the class, according to ESPN's rankings. So that's not necessarily straight from high school to the pros. Do you expect him to go to college?
I believe he's going to go to college, and he should go to college to get that nurturing experience. As a matter of fact, I got a letter of intent. If he want to go to Michigan, we can get him signed up right now. I know a few people we can help make that happen right now. No problem at all. And LeBron knows some of those same people. But here's what I want to also acknowledge about, like, high school sports and evaluating players. Do you realize there are only 8 states, I believe, that use a shot clock? And you've heard me complain about this for at least a decade. As the founder of a school, and I know there are budgetary constraints and there are a lot of different reasons why, but the value of the game doesn't really nurture the high school player the way it should, which is why the international player now seems to be getting a head start in those early teen years. They're turning pro. They're playing full time. Their rules are in concert. The lane is wider. They're learning how to dribble, pass, and shoot regardless of their height. The American game is still suppressed without a shot clock, Jacoby. We shouldn't be watching games where teams still doing 4 corners and holding the ball when they got a 4-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the game. And 35 to 33-point high school games. So it's hard to get those kind of numbers when you're playing in high school. And yes, I believe Bronny ultimately ends up going to college first.
Jalen, you know I always say people don't celebrate enough. That was not the case at Draymond Green's wedding. I know you've seen the footage. I know you've seen the photos. What do you see when you see these images from the celebration? Congratulations to the lovely couple.
I see someone that I've watched play for Michigan AAU under Coach Rocky Watkins. I saw him play as a member of the Saginaw Pride, continue to elevate himself, become a leader, a winner at Michigan State, transfer that into the pro ranks, become one of the greatest defensive players of all time, a 4-time champion, and overcome whatever kind of adversity has been thrown his way. So this is, for me, like watching the summer of Draymond. Like this time last year, for Mariah's birthday party, he was in Vegas, not in the finals, not getting married, while Big Sean was performing and we took a picture. Now a year later, he taking Jay-Z 444 pictures with Steph Curry, LeBron James, and getting married to his beautiful bride and starting a family. So I'm happy to see him starting his show. He's crushing it and everything. And you know what else I was happy to see about the wedding? Is they had somebody with the medicinal on deck.
There was plenty of medicinal just in case. Plenty of medicinal just in case. Plenty of medicinal just in case. No shortage. No shortage. Take a goodie bag home with you if you need to. We got it. Jalen, the fantasy football marathon continues here on Jalen and Jacoby. Right after this very short break, we're going to get you ready for your draft.
Stefania Bell here. Have you heard of the ESPN Fantasy app? Your portal to the best fantasy football experience on the planet? With the ESPN Fantasy app, you are in control. From customizing your leagues to inviting friends to running your draft, it's all in there in a simple, easy-to-use layout. During the season, use it to add and drop players, propose trades, and track your progress in real time from virtually anywhere. Fantasy becomes reality when you download the ESPN Fantasy app.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're watching the ESPN Fantasy Football Marathon.
Coming to you live above the Heineken Riverdeck here at the Seaport in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, and the Fantasy Football Marathon continues right now. Download the ESPN Fantasy app and get your league and your draft together. It is so easy. Jalen, I think it's kind of crazy, but some people have already had their fantasy football draft for this season. But we have the data from those drafts. So we're going to go through the positions and take a look. So this is the order in which they've been drafted. This is their average draft position per their position that they play on the field. I find Christian McCaffrey at number two shocking. I've made the mistake of drafting this man multiple times and watched him play eight games. Jalen, what jumps out at you, and what do you think of McCaffrey?
Well, Christian McCaffrey is a dynamic player. Runner, catch, out of the backfield. And deservedly so, Jacoby, the times that he got drafted number one. And unfortunately, he got injured in a couple of those years. But what is one of the other reasons you really like Christian McCaffrey? Tell us.
Something about his playing style, you know what I mean? I like the fact that he's a threat through the air and on the ground. And there's something else I just can't, just slip my mind at the moment. But Jalen, let's also talk about the number one. Just kidding. This is one of those like Cade Cunningham picks, Zion Williamson picks, LeBron James picks. Like there's a clear number one and then a big gap between number one and two at this position. This is my opinion, at least. Do you agree?
Watching this guy run wild like that in the Big Ten, I am not surprised to see him do it in the league. Matt Ryan is their new quarterback, and he's had different quarterbacks the last few years, and it doesn't even matter because, like in basketball, they got him.
They got him.
And here's the other thing I want to stress. I'm glad that we can openly talk about fantasy football, because we can now truly talk about what we really want to talk about, and that's gambling. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, as somebody that's played fantasy football since the beginning, but has never played fantasy basketball, not one time. I gamble on this for years and years. Jacoby, you know. Let me tell y'all something. The leagues that have already gotten drafted, those are almost like computer simulated in a lot of ways as practice before the real money kick in and people really see the rosters takes fold and before a league's really gonna start. If you're betting real money, tangible money on fantasy right now, you don't have a true snapshot just yet of what's gonna take place.
Exactly. So Jalen, let's move on to another position. Now I'm guilty of this. I always draft a quarterback before the experts say to. You know what I mean? Like I'm always getting my quarterback in the first or second round. That's just something I do time and time again. And this is the current order in which they have them. And of course, my guy, Josh Allen, is a clear consensus number one in my mind. What do you think?
I think Patrick Mahomes being number two, even though he lost the Cheetah, stands out to me. And in fantasy, everyone, we got to talk like you guys are hearing this for the first time. He's a dual threat.
Yep.
So when you look at that list, it's the quarterbacks that can get you two or three passing TDs a game.
Look at this
footage. Who have the ability also to get you one or two rushing.
I might bet that every single week.
Every single week
he's the starting quarterback. I bet that he scores a rushing quarterback and rushing
there
touchdown. And guess what?
There might have been periods in my life before this was legal that I was doing this.
It works every time. And there's something that I'm glad you brought out is, in fantasy, it's not just how good you are as a quarterback, it's how many fantasy points you score. And that's why I'm surprised that Lamar Jackson is outside of the top five. In a contract year, with the amount of just pure numbers that he puts up through the air and on the ground, and he gets in the end zone, and he gets credit for the passing touchdowns, like he, to me, is top three fantasy quarterbacks.
He's in the top five now and then. And the one thing about Lamar also, playing for a deal. Mm-hmm. And he represents himself. And also, they were so injured last year. He still has one of the best and longest tenured football coaches on the sideline in John Harbaugh. You know that's one of my favorites. I expect Lamar, like everyone else, to be dynamic. And after this year, if they don't sign him before the season starts, I'm just going to put it in the ethos. I'm just going to put it in the atmosphere. Why can't Lamar go into an office and say, I want $300 million guaranteed?
Oh, he deserves it. He deserves it. And he'll get it. He'll get it. There is a team. There's a front office and an owner that is more than willing to give him $300 million, and he will get it. It's just a matter of when. Now, finally, we take a look at the wide receiver position. There's something I love about the guy in the top spot I also can't put my finger on. You see him lead the league in everything last year?
And the beauty of having players that you love the way they play, dominate skill positions like McCaffrey and Cooper Kupp have been a refreshing growth in the game. And the one thing about Cooper Kupp, he validated his legitimacy like you mentioned last year by how dominant he was. Mm-hmm. And the 17th game helps for you to achieve those milestones. It was the first year the 17 games were played. But for him to continue to play the way he did and they go on to win the Super Bowl, no Odell this year, like he had, by the way, was probably on his way to win Super Bowl MVP had he not gotten injured. The Rams are going to continue to be confident and explosive. The defense is going to get them the ball in opportunistic positions. Matthew Stafford is going to be a second full year with the team. I like that. But again, Deebo Samuels, I saw him at the fifth spot. Him and Trey Lance are going to be dynamic.
That's a great they point.
Gonna be, to me, they're going to be like the Splash Brothers. Like for real, for real. Like, y'all might as well start thinking of a name for them right now, because how Deebo was the Swiss Army knife last year, and now they have a dual threat quarterback with the mad scientist and Kyle Shanahan on the sideline. This is going to be fantastic. But I got to say one thing about the receiver list that you put up there. If Cheetah ain't amongst the top five in 4-3-2-1, he going to be complaining about Tua. I'm telling you right now.
There you go. Get ready for your fantasy drafts. Make sure you download the ESPN Fantasy app. It is so easy to use.
Just
we use it for our league and every league that
Where's
I'm in.
Where's the money? Throw
we'll
the
be
money.
Back right after this. Look at the doubleheader. Tomorrow, the playoffs start, the WNBA. Don't miss it on ESPN, ESPN2. Jalen Rose, every single day, what do we do in this program?
Brittany Griner has been wrongfully detained in Russia for 180 days, so we wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
The fantasy football marathon continues on all the ESPN networks. I have a sleeper for you, Mr. Rose. Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is going to be my quarterback because me and you always bet him get in the end zone, and he always does.
I got a sleeper for you at receiver, DJ Chark of the Lions.
Chark. I love his name so much. We'll
be
back tomorrow.
He just got injured last year. He
ESPN can ball. 2, 4 p.m.
See y'all tomorrow.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content for our podcast audience. Jalen Rose, we did the fantasy football marathon today. A couple names I just want to mention. I didn't get to talk about it too much, but Jalen Hurts. I don't know if it's because he came on the show. I don't know if it's because he's got your name. He's your namesake. But I had to put your bets in for you because you're lazy. And every time you'd be like, Jalen Hurts, one touchdown. What are the odds? And I'd be like, oh, it's like plus 160. You'd be like, all right, put something on that. And then you'd be like, Jalen Hurts, 2 touchdowns. What a like it's plus 1,000. You're like, all right, put something on that. And then you start to fix your lips to be like 3 touchdowns. I'm like, I'm not doing that. That's irresponsible. Give that money to the Jen Rosenstein Academy.
He's going to have three at least twice this year.
No, he's not. No, he's not. I mean, he's going to have 3 combined passing and running. But that one, we love a good Bill. I love a good Bills win. Jared Allen runs for a touchdown. I love that so much. All the time. So Josh Allen runs for a touchdown. Jared Allen stops you.
Josh Allen.
So Jalen, I want to keep a running list, okay? So far on this program, on Wax, in the microphones, you've committed us to going to a Bills game, a Raiders game, a San Francisco 49ers game, a Lions game, and a Dolphins game.
So that's I also committed us to go to South Carolina.
If you're Tennessee.
Dawn Staley.
Tennessee.
To Fisk with Kenny Anderson.
Yep. We're going to be busy, dog.
We're going to be busy.
So if the 5 of the 18 weeks of the football season, we're going to be on the road. That's what you're saying?
No doubt. We don't have a phone number. We live on the road.
Okay.
We don't have a home phone number. We live on the road.
All right. You set it up. I'll be there. I'll pay my own way.
It's that time of year.
I'll be there. Let's go to the Lions game, though. We got to go to the Lions game.
Definitely.
Got to go to the Lions game. And got to go to the Buffalo Bills game. That's all. I just need a Lions game and a Bills game.
Easy. As early as possible in the season. Like, just to get the first one in.
Get it out the way. Yeah, and also,
It
gets chilly in Buffalo. It gets chilly in Detroit. You know? I don't want to be there in January. Well, we don't have to worry about, the Lions playing deep in January. I watch Hard Knocks. I think I love my dad, but I wish Dan Campbell was my dad. I love my dad. Dad, if you're listening, I love you very much. You made me the man I am. But if I had to power rank hypothetical dad, you're top 10. And that's saying a lot of all humans in the world.
But Dan Campbell might be number one.
Dan Campbell might be number one. I love that guy so much. I love him so much.
And just so you know, when I was little, I used to wish Dr. J was my dad.
Good for you. Dr. J is not celebrated enough for as good as he is.
That's my guy.
So GQ put out a great Jalen Rose profile. Make sure you check that out. They also put out a profile about Zion Williamson. And it was about his love for Naruto. Jalen Rose, what is Naruto?
A video game, right?
No. It's an anime series, one of the most popular. Now, I've never seen Naruto in my life. Never seen Dragon Ball Z in my life. Don't know anything about Pokemon. I'm not an anime guy. If I had to say, Jalen, explain to an alien what anime is, how would you do it?
Well, anime is short for animation.
Okay, good start.
Right, so you cartooning me.
Cartooning. Yep.
Right.
Facts only. Japanese.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And an advanced version of the Jetsons.
Okay.
You know, everything is futuristic and almost, I'm old enough to remember in 1999, people thought the clock was going to turn over and they were taking their money out of the bank.
Oh yeah. Y2K. That was when I was an intern at ESPN, the magazine. And like, there's like a big meeting and everyone's, okay guys, if we come in on Monday and none of the computers work and the lights don't turn on, here's the plan for getting the magazine done.
We were
like really doing stuff like that.
How about, I'm also old enough to remember when we thought in 2000 that cars were gonna be flying.
Mm-hmm. That didn't happen.
And
but,
so,
but to be fair, Lance Stephenson, it does have the Lambeau boat.
And you know what I love so much about the Lance video, and that's why I got to get him on the show? It's the definition of what dreams are made of, and here's what I mean. Where Lance grew up, the only thing he was exposed to when the term Lambo were brought up were the cars and the trucks. So now, when he has a black car and he's in Dubai and he's living his best life, you reference the things that you dream about. He's on the water saying Lambo truck. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
And then he said Lambo truck boat.
Correct. Because subliminally, you know how we sat on the porch like, that's my car. Or like I told you, the show used to be called Rose Report because I used to love the book, the magazine Rob Report. It wasn't Rob Report. Houses and cars that I couldn't afford.
There's something I gotta tell you, Jalen.
Yes, sir.
I gotta confess something. The show was never called the Rose Report. We called it the Rose Report. However, because I was an intelligent producer executive, the show is officially called Jalen Rose Podcast. Because if you call it Rose Report, people might be thinking it's about flowers. You know what I mean? And it's search, it's SEO, search engine optimization. So that's why it was called the Jalen Rose Podcast. Because if you go to Google and you're looking for it, you can find it much easier than if it's called Rose Report. And however, you're not wrong when you say it's called the Rose Report, because much like we call this J&J, it was just like a shorthand nickname that you loved. But technically, it was listed as the Jalen Rose Podcast for the reasons I just explained, because wanted to make it as big as possible. So I had to tell you.
Actually, this is the beauty of like, this is why I'm a Lamar Jackson in this game and I represent myself. You know what I'm saying? And while I was in the office and I was talking for me, and what I want you to recall is when you went to the Grantland page and you went to the YouTube page, you can pull it up right now. I did the exact same thing then that I did now. I write a column for the New York Post. And in theory, it's probably listed on a thumbnail somewhere as the Jalen Rose Show. But when you go and actually click on it, it's called Renaissance Man. See, I know how to play the corporate game with y'all too. So the same way y'all figure y'all gonna have it be in my name, when you say SEO,
Search Engine Optimization.
Like you just got all of the time.
SEO.
I'm in the office like Lamar, like, dog, I'm hearing all of this, dog. You know what I'm saying? I know what to do, dog. And I promise you, if you look back, you Google right now, Jalen Rose Grantland, and pull up one of those YouTube videos. I used to look, because I'll never forget one time I went to the page and I emailed you and Bill and I was mad because mine was the final person on there and I happened to be the only black guy. I'm like, it's 19 shows and it's 19 people picture and they have my picture 19th.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
And I'm like,
I forgot about that.
I'm like, you know what?
But you were not the only black guy, though. You were not even close to the only black guy.
You're not even close to the only black guy. All right, who else? Yeah. Who else was it?
Wesley Morris, Rembrandt Brown.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
the assimilated Negro was one writer at the time.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm the Rosa Parks. And so, I'm the Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? And so, look back at those clips. And I'm gonna promise you, it says Rose Report.
And we can't look back at the clips because the YouTube channel got taken down because of the stupid pictures behind us and some photographer got mad and started writing emails with lots of words in them. It's like, come on.
And that was a cold Jay-Z picture.
I wanna pay that photographer. You know what I mean? Like, we should probably reach out and be like, I got 10 racks on it.
You know I'm going to get that picture. You're right. I'm going to get that picture.
Like, it's just like, we should just call that photographer and be like, listen, just let us put our videos back up. We're going to give you $10,000. I got five on it. You know what I mean? I do. I'm not kidding.
No doubt. No
I got
doubt.
Five on it. That's like how much it means to me to have the archive alive.
I like it. I like it.
No, I'm never going to do that, but maybe one of our producers will because I'm lazy. But Jalen, I also want to tell a story about the name of this podcast quickly and we can get back to news. We're at the farm, it's called. It went through many iterations during our time at LA Live.
Yep.
And then at one point, you would get a chai latte because you didn't think there was caffeine in it, but there's definitely caffeine in it. And I would get a latte before the show. And we're about 2 years into doing the show, starting to become real friends. We go inside, you pull me to the side by the window, and you say, we gotta change the name to the show. And I was like, what? It's like, we gotta put your name in the show. And that was just a great gesture. It was just a great pivot point in our partnership. When you were like, this is no longer the Rose Report, the Jalen Rose Show, the Jalen Rose only, Jalen Rose vibe. Like, this is now a partnership, so let's rename the show Jacoby and Jalen. And I was like, no, it should probably be Jalen and Jacoby. That last part's a lie.
True story.
But I appreciate that. But I really appreciate that. And I'll never forget. I remember exactly where we were, exactly what we ordered. And you know, we were going to walk out, and they had a little like standing bar area. And you stopped me from walking, going to the door, and you're like, let's huddle for a second. And you said that. It was very nice of you. I'll always remember that and appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mr. Rose.
Thank you, family.
I also told that story because I feel bad about the Jalen Rose podcast part. You kept calling
it's
the
all
Rose
good to work like, itself out. Because just the landscape of multimedia entertainment, I always loved Run DMC, but hated Jam Master Jay wasn't in the title. Mm. I loved Salt and Pepper. I hated that Spinderella wasn't in the title. There's so many people that start radio shows, and it's like one person, five people doing the show, but the show's named after one person. That's crazy. Like, you know how big your ego has to be? Like, real wow. Talk.
I listen to a lot of radio because I have children, and I've noticed this as well. Like, you just got to be like, it's such and such and the squad. You know what I mean? I'll take that. You know what I mean? Like, even that. And Friends.
Right.
You know?
That's like Michael Jordan walking in the office like, you know what? We about to change the name to the Jordanaires. We not the Bulls no more.
We're the Jordans.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Michael Air Jordan. That's the name of the team.
Like, all right, we'll be right back on the such and such show. And then there's like 14 people that when you come back.
Do you know how big your ego gotta be, dog?
All you gotta do is say such and such and Friends. That's all. And Friends. I got friends. I don't gotta name everybody. I got friends. Big shout. I was listening this morning to Ebro, Laura Stiles, and Rosenberg, and they all
love
put their
them.
Names in it. They all put their names in it. Shout out to the Breakfast Club as well.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. Best of luck to Angela Yee. I'm about to hit them up and get them to come on the show. September.
Come back on the show. We had them on the show. Or we went on the Breakfast Club.
All of the above. We're going to do all of the above.
Yeah.
It's hunting season.
We were on the Breakfast Club. And I remember Ebro asked me, because he saw a clip on social. He was like, oh, yeah, like your son saw the George Floyd video. Like, take me through that. And I was like, oh, I thought we were talking about LeBron James. I thought I was going to make some jokes about Jalen's hairline. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know we were doing this. But let me gather my thoughts, make sure I don't say anything wrong. Is the Caucasian here? But I think I got through it. Shout out to Zion Williamson going to the Comic-Con and talking about Naruto. Another thing I want to talk to you about, Mr. Rose. We're going to show a clip tomorrow, perhaps. Dakoldis Crawford, wide receiver going to Nebraska. He's injured, but he might not play. But this is a great NIL example. Air conditioning commercial. Dakoldis. Come on. Brilliant. But I use that as a pivot to this. I really thought the NIL money would be a lot deeper. I really thought there'd be million-dollar deals left and right. Like, I really thought, like, there'd be, like, rich college athletes. But it hasn't really blossomed in the way I expected it to, especially with some of the stars that are in college football and basketball.
So I'm gonna read that when you said that, it reminded me of a reverse remix of an Usher song. These are my suppressions. Because here's what happened with the NIL. You gotta always remember, not only are these collegiate students, but they still sign a letter of intent. And when you sign a letter of intent, it's like the fine print when you're downloading an app and when you put in submit, you scrolling, submit, yes, 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 and you're not even reading it.
No one is. No one in the whole world is ever.
Because you know that regardless to what that fine print says, you have to have this app, right? For Zoom, you need it. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna download it regardless to what
except,
it says.
Accept right? all conditions.
So if I sign with the University of Michigan, you think they're gonna let me have a Puma deal?
No.
Okay, these are my suppressions. What happens is, you can get NIL money.
I'm sorry, one second. Did you just sing "These Are My Confessions" and say "These are my suppressions"?
Yes.
That might have been the most brilliant thing that's ever happened on the podcast. Please continue.
These are my suppressions. So I can't wear my Pumas at Michigan. So what if their sponsor is Cadillac? Can I still have my Jeep deal?
No.
These are my suppressions. Basically, you can't have deals that conflict with your letter of intent. And those are the deals that the school have. You ain't interrupting that. So you know what you get? The scraps.
Local car dealership. Local air conditioning dealership.
And here's the other thing. They're all working together. You would have thought, like, oh, the number one player in high school is going where? Memphis? FedEx deal. You would have thought that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is, FedEx, in theory, is already doing business with Memphis. And we'll be before and after that pick.
So they'll say we got $10 million for this partnership. So we'll be happy to give this young man $500,000. But that means you get 9.5.
These are my suppressions. And so that's why we salute when Paige Buckets, and I hope she gets healthy soon with UConn, signs a NIL deal.
With StockX, I believe.
But that's still, and I'm going to say this in a sports context based on the money that UConn brings that school in basketball, based on the context that Michigan brings that school in football, on the strength of the context Kentucky brings that school in basketball. And their football coach needs to realize that that's a basketball school. I don't know what he's been thinking. Mm-hmm. But John Calipari is the king of that lion's den. Okay, he the billions of dollars that his players have gone on to make. So with that being said, they're not going to allow those relationships to be conflicted or interrupted for a prospect. They're not gonna be able to do it. So you can sign, you can come here, Jacoby, and we appreciate that you're gonna get a deal with, you know, the local salon, and they're going to give you free haircuts, or the local gym, and you can come work out for free. But the idea that they're going to get true market value because of the NIL, that's already been proven as one of my suppressions.
Jalen, no one could have said it better. You're the absolute best. We got time for one phone call, 985-80-JALEN. 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on the show.
What's good, Jalen and Jacoby? Shout out Raise the Ledge. This is Chris from LA. Real quick, quick backstory. My dad's name is David, and my brother's name is Jacoby. No lie. Cross my heart, swear to God.
That's crazy.
So, Mr. David Jacoby, you have a special place in my heart. Okay, so I need y'all advice on a certain situation. This happened to my homie, all right? Him and his girl were out having some drinks, night on the town, having a good time with their friends. You know, they went back to their friend's house after the club. They said they had a good time, good night, no problem. And my homie wakes up in the morning to his very upset girlfriend. She went through his phone while he was sleeping. And he said that she didn't find anything crazy. You know, he not doing nothing wild, but she did happen to come across our group chat, the homie group chat. You know, where we send each other clothes, you know, business ideas, you know, girls we may see on Instagram. It's an Instagram group chat, right? And so she said that she came across some stuff and she was very upset. She called us disgusting and gross or whatever. It's nothing bad in there. I don't think it's a problem. But what do y'all think about this certain situation? I just want to hear y'all input. As always, medicinal. Appreciate y'all. Love the show. Been a long time listener. I'm out here driving this delivery truck, so you guys keep me entertained. All right, y'all. Peace out. Appreciate it.
Big shout out to Chris in the delivery route. I have a lot of thoughts on this, Jalen. Number one, shout out to brothers David Jacoby. Love that.
That's crazy. That's
I love that in the homie. Okay, no, I got a lot here, but number one, you have to assume people are going through your phone. Even if they're not that type of person, you have to assume that, like, just like you don't write an email that you don't want to be published on the front page of the Times, you gotta keep the phone clean. You have to at all times. However, as you said, the homie group chat, because it goes down in the homie group chat. And I love that he started being like, yeah, we send each other business ideas. Yeah, right. Clothes, girls on Instagram. I'm like, something tells me it's the reverse order of priority there, but sure. And then my homie group chat is exposed right now, but that, I don't know. I'm just, whatever. Moving on to Chris's situation. He's like, when she called the group of homies disgusting and gross, that's a great read. All dudes are disgusting and gross, especially when we're not in the company of ladies in a group chat. We are disgusting and gross. So it's probably better off that she learn right now than later. But she also needs to learn what she didn't find, which is interactions with other ladies, interactions with other romantic situations. That's what she didn't find. So if guess what? Sometimes guys are gonna get together and be like, look at this girl on Instagram. She got a big butt. That's gonna happen, okay? But what you didn't find is infidelity. So I think that should be a focus here. Mr. Rose, your thoughts?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love and the continued support. Jacoby makes a great point that you have to assume that your mate in particular may go through your phone. So I have a suggestion, especially if you're not married with kids. Don't give her the cold.
It's tough. Because here's what happens. Oh, my phone is dead. I need to call Sarah. Can I use your phone? And then sure. you're supposed to be like, hand it to me so I can unlock it because I don't trust you with my code?
Yes.
See, I've been with the same person for 20 years, so this isn't a thing for me.
So call 98580-JALEN and put my brother Jacoby up on some game because he's been off wax for the last 20 years.
So it's like another milestone in the relationship. It's like keys to the crib, toothbrush at the crib, code to the phone.
Sharing bank account. Hey, until y'all sharing money, don't share your code.
I love it. I love it so much.
That's the game I'm gonna give y'all. That's the first and foremost. The second thing, she should be happy about what she didn't find. Yeah. Any ladies group chat, any guys group chat, you're talking about people of the opposite sex, who's attractive, who's not, who got a movie coming out, who they like, who they don't like, current events, it's just happening.
It's happening. I agree.
But lastly, she now can't be contacting your group.
Mm-mm.
That's another foul in the game. You know what I mean? That's a violation. You can talk to me about what you saw in my phone, but you can't be addressing it to my peeps when you see them or talk to them. You can have your opinion about them, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be saying nothing to them about what you saw in my phone.
No, especially their girls. Because you know she did that. You know what I mean?
It's like,
do you know what Josh and Chris are doing in the group chat? Have you seen it? You wouldn't believe what I saw.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna say she ain't the one, but you got some work to do.
Wow, we're ending like that. We'll be back with another podcast tomorrow. Why is that Taylor Rhodes?
All relationships do. Each relationship has a phase.
He was ending Chris' relationship.
Hey, Chris.
You're facing the truck right now. Like, yo.
Hey, Chris, you know I love you, my brother. But let me tell you something. You agree with me if y'all not sharing a bank account with 95% of the money that you make. That means you don't fully trust her just yet, and that's okay. Like, there are levels to every relationship. Please keep us posted. We're not done.
And everyone listening, now you know why your Amazon stuff didn't come today. If you're in the LA area, this Amazon Prime is coming tomorrow.
We're not done. We are not done.